How about getting that call? What does that mean? I mean, I guess you probably, with the career you've had, you think about it, and I'm sure you've thought about the Pro Football Hall of Fame. But when you finally get the call, what's that feel like?
So Paul Krebs had nominated me, I guess, 2 years ago, which I didn't realize. And then he told me to make sure I leave my calendar open early December 2017. And I wasn't really sure he was talking about it. And then, you know, we've been talking a little bit the last during this football season, and then he said, be ready, you know, you're gonna get that call. And I still wasn't sure. I think because he'd already told me, maybe I didn't pay attention. I don't know.
Right.
But and then I saw him at the bowl game, and he was like, it's going to happen. And then, you know, last week I got the call before anyone knew, and they released it on Monday. Very excited. You know, I very unexpected, I think. You know, when you look where I started out, Levington, New Mexico, had one scholarship offer. That was at UNM. And just to end up in the College Hall of Fame is pretty special.
Brian, J.J. Buck here. You go back to your time in Levington. What was football to you as a kid? When did you start playing the game?
You know, I played my as a kid. We played in the streets. I didn't start playing organized until probably seventh grade. We started playing tackle. It wasn't flag. It wasn't no graduation. It was right to tackle football in middle school. But you know, we played in the streets. We played at our buddies' houses. We didn't have anything organized before the seventh grade, though. But and it was people in Levington loved football. They did when I was there. Friday nights, the town shut down. Never went to the games. Playoff season, you know, we were in the playoffs every year. So if you weren't at the game, it was because the game was out of town. You know, that's what you did there during football season. So it was a big deal. It was a big deal to me. It was a big deal to our little town.
Brian, did football come full cycle? Because it sounds it was a game. When you were here, it was a game. The passion in which you played it, and then you became a pro, and it became a business. And I watched you, and we've stayed in touch over the years. I watched it. You change a little bit, and certainly your approach to it. And now now that it comes to Hall of Fame time, is it a game again?
You know, it was always a game to me. You know, it was my job for 13 years there in the NFL, but it was still a game. You know, I got to go to work every day with 50 of my buddies, most of the time, my friends. You know, there are a couple guys in there I could have done without, but for the most part, I went to work with 50 of my best buddies every day and got to play a game for 11. You know, I worked out every day. I went in there. We did our treatment. We screwed around the locker room, and I just looked forward to going into the facility every single day, whether it was off season, football season. I loved it, man. And now, as a dad, my son plays football. My daughter plays flag football. It kind of has come full circle for me because now I'm watching them doing we didn't have flag football where I grew up, but watching them start, you know, as young kids is pretty awesome for me as well.
He's College Football Hall of Famer Brian Urlacher. He's with us on the Fuddruckers Kidders Hotline.
Brian, there's so many things in your journey through the football world, but, you know, going back to your time at UNM, is there one standout moment or a situation that you go back to first when you think about your time here?
Oh, my gosh. I loved my time there, that's for sure. I kind of went out. I remember my first day when I got there I guess we call it training camp back then, college training camp, or 2 days back there, or 3 days at some point for us as well. You know, I got there, I was 6'4", 205. And I'm looking at these other guys, and all my freshman class, we had some good freshmen in my class. These kids were, 6'1", 6'2", 225. They're put together, and there's my skinny little butt at 6'4", 205. They're probably looking at me like, how did this guy get a scholarship? I remember on my recruiting trip, some of the guys I ended up playing with later on were like, why did they recruit this guy? He's from a small school. He's a tall, skinny, white kid. He probably can't run fast. Just to see the evolution of my career there. And, you know, I started at 205. I left there at 245. I got faster. Our strength program there was phenomenal. Just everything, just the kind of whole evolution of my body, my career, just getting better the whole time I was there.
It's being the tall, skinny, white kid that everybody's looking at. Is that extra? Did you need motivation? I mean, you've always had the work ethic, but does that give you a little more?
No, I didn't need any extra motivation. I just, that stuff never mattered to me. If you can play, you can play. That's the way I look. I don't care what color you are. If you can play football or basketball or baseball or soccer, it doesn't matter to me. All that stuff's just extra, I guess. People try to find something to look at. But some of my team was like, we didn't know why they were recruiting you. You know, you're a tall, skinny guy. I can't run. I don't know why they're trying to give you a scholarship.